This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. If justices on the U.S. Supreme Court overturn the decision in Roe v. Wade, as a leaked document suggests is likely, abortion will still be legal in Colorado. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Democratic state leaders passed a bill earlier this year explicitly protecting access to abortion in state law. Colorado has virtually no restrictions on the procedure and is one of only a handful of states that allow it at any stage of pregnancy. However, if the federal right to an abortion is overturned, most neighboring states, like Utah and Oklahoma, are likely to ban it. And providers expect to see an influx of women seeking abortions should Colorado become a regional hub for reproductive health care. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
There's more on the potential overturn of Roe v. Wade and its effect on Colorado at CPR.org. In Congress, a Colorado public lands bill gets a key Senate committee vote today. That bill has cleared the U.S. House several times, but never so far in the Senate. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The Colorado Outdoor Recreation and Economy Act, otherwise known as CORE, would add protections to 400,000 acres of land in the state. The bill is teed up for a Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee vote. If it clears this hurdle, its next stop could be the Senate floor, which would be a major step. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The fire department in Manitou Springs is offering free property assessments to residents as a way to reduce their risk of wildfire. The fire department's Jeremy Vandermeerweid says reducing risk is easier than one may think.
I actually had an assessment done last week, and this individual's plan was to stucco their house and do some basic mitigation, and then just adding reflective and well-seen addressing, doing the work that they did, drop their rating from very extreme to moderate to slightly high.
A map of the city put together by the department shows most structures in Manitou Springs, near Colorado Springs, are at a high risk or extreme risk of wildfire. This is CPR News.